relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. We will not rest in our long-form radio today, this special day. Victor Davis Hanson opened the show for us. Then we had none other than Mac Owens of the Foreign Policy Research Institute. And to close out the show today, a friend of mine, a true warrior in the realm of ideas, Robert Riley. He is the executive director of the Westminster Institute. Follow them at Westminster_INS. They are a think tank dedicated to individual liberty, highlighting the threats from extremists and radical ideologues. Bob, welcome to America First.
Seb, wonderful to be with you. Thank you so much.
So let me start by explaining why Robert Riley is in studio. I spent, the better part of the last decade before coming into the White House teaching our military, our federal and local law enforcement, the ideology of our post-9/11 enemies, such as Al-Qaeda and ISIS. I taught postgraduate courses within the defense industrial complex, if you will, of the Defense Department, National Defense University, at private graduate schools at Georgetown and elsewhere. And whenever somebody asks me, what is the one book that I must read to understand the enemy we face? And it was Robert Riley's Closing of the Muslim Mind, subtitle, How Intellectual Suicide Created the Modern Islamist Crisis. My summary of that book is that within less than 300 pages, you get the historic, the theological, and the philosophical explanation for why we are where we are today, and why the Middle East is such a benighted part of the world, and why it is so susceptible to the radical ideologues of the likes of bin Laden, Zawahiri, and others. Robert, the heart of the problem in that book has so much to do with first principles, big questions, such as the relationship between reason and revelation. What are the key differences between the Christian faith and the Muslim faith?
Well, if we're speaking of Sunni Islam and the majority theological school within Sunni Islam, which is Asharism after al-Ash'ari, the distinction is very clear. That theological school, which predominates, is based upon the view of God as pure will and power, who does everything directly. One might say it's a capricious, omnipotent, inaccessible God. Now, the Christian view of God is of God based upon reason and justice. It's not as if within Islam there wasn't such a conception. There was. In fact, the first theological school was called the Mu'tazilites, and they had a theology that wasn't that far distant from Christianity, saying God is reason and justice.
The Mu'tazilites had been influenced by Hellenic philosophical thought.
Of course. And that is why when you read them, it rings a very familiar bell. However, they lost. They didn't lose the argument. They lost because the other side acquired force to suppress them and became the predominant theological school. So they teach everything as God's pure will and power. He's inaccessible. He's unknowable. For you to presume to say that anything that happens in the natural world takes place because of natural laws, even in the physical realm, that gravity causes the falling of a pen if your hand loosens. No. If you were to say gravity is the cause of that, you would be accused of shirk, which is blasphemy in Islam. Why? Because you're associating something else with God, that is, a cause other than God.
Like you're imputing godlike powers.
Like gravity.
You're imputing godlike powers to things which aren't Allah.
Yeah, so the fact is that actually Allah made the pen fall to the ground. He made your hand release the pen. He made the pen stop when it hit the floor. He otherwise might have had the pen fly up to the ceiling.
Should he so wish?
Should he so will? And there's no gainsaying the fact that the next time he may do that. Now, this, of course, eviscerates the natural world as something that's comprehensible through reason.
Well, natural law can't exist with that theology, can it?
No, it can't. And that's the single most powerful cause for the dysfunctional culture in, say, the Middle East today. It's the cause of the fact that there's almost no original science done there. It's the cause for the fact that so few books are published, that so few books are translated.
Let's just stop on that for a moment. I think it was Bernard Lewis that you quote in your book. It's something that I quote all the time. It was the UN Arab Human Development Report. So hardly a conclave of rabid conservative bigotry. The UN did the statistics, did the measurements, that the Arab world en bloc translated fewer foreign texts into Arabic in the last century than Spain translates into Spanish in 1 year. This is clearly a side effect of the diminution of reason. If reason cannot provide you truth, who cares what they're writing in scientific journals? Inshallah, it is the will of Allah, is it not, Bob?
Yes, and when you read those Arab UN human development reports, they go through just about every standard of human development, whether it's healthcare, education, number of patents, books translated, etc. In the Arab world, which once had been this highly cultured society, is the next to the bottom, except for sub-Saharan Africa. So one wonders, how could this have happened? And that's the question I try to answer in the book. There's plenty of evidence of what happened. And my final conclusion, were I to put it in one dense sentence, is that it's a spiritual pathology based on a deformed theology that has produced a dysfunctional culture. Now, we just touched upon what that deformed theology is, and you asked me to contrast it with Christianity. There are times, for instance, in the late Middle Ages when Christianity was tempted by the same kind of voluntarism, God is pure will and power, occasionalism, that there's no cause and effect in the natural world. The nominalism of the late Middle Ages, William of Ockham, that was a strong pull. However, doctrinally, Christianity had a foundation that could not be overcome in the beginning of the Gospel of St. John, when it says, in the beginning was the Word,
Logos.
The Logos, which Logos translates from the Greek not simply as Word, but as reason. So the beginning was Logos. The Logos was with Logos. Was God, and all things were made through him, Through whom? Through reason, through logos. So when you have a rationally ordered universe and you're given a reason through which to apprehend it in such a way that through reflection you can come to the existence of God with your natural reason, that's because God is logos. So that boundary exists in Christianity, and unfortunately it does not exist in scripturally in Islam.
Also, one more thing in this first segment that doesn't exist anywhere in Islam that is so indicative of the trouble they face today, there is no passage in the Quran or the Hadith, the stories of Muhammad, the sayings of Muhammad, that is analogous to the render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's that we have from the lips of our Savior Jesus Christ. There's no separation of church and state actually authorized by our Creator. On the contrary, the state is theocratic, and that's why we see the trouble that we see today. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. We are talking to Robert Riley, author of The Closing of the Muslim Mind, former director of The Voice of America, and now the executive director of the Westminster Institute, westminster-institute.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Kept hearing about the stuff, you know, saying you got this, you got that, I try it. I said, the worst thing I can do is it doesn't work and I'll stop it after 3 months. Because I always said I'd give it 3 months. My first thing was the energy, and that came back, you know. And then getting off the sugar drinks, that was another good thing, you know, not craving the sugar. I guess it's building up in my system, and that's a good thing. So I've been on Balance of Nature nearly 5 months, but 2 years ago I had a partial knee surgery, and I used to wear the knee brace. 2 months ago, I stopped wearing it because I don't feel the stiffness. I'm assuming it had to do something to do with the balance of nature.
From now until July 4th, receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Also receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
The U.S. spends more per capita on healthcare than any other developed nation.
Chronic diseases are increasing demand for healthcare and driving up costs.
Insurance premiums may jump by 60%.
America's healthcare system needs a makeover now. Join former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and biotech investment expert Mark Lichtenfeld on Thursday, July 18th for the landmark 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit and discover how the most important scientific breakthrough of this century will radically improve the health of all Americans and help cure what might be the most serious ailment affecting our country's finances and politics, our broken healthcare system. It's all happening online this July 18th at 1 p.m. This event is free to attend, but you must register in advance. For details, text the keyword wealth to 76076 or visit us online at ushealthandwealthsummit.com.
By texting wealth to 76076, you agree to be called or texted at your number with automated technology with marketing messages from the Oxford Club. Even if your number is on a national, state, or corporate to not call list, consent is not a condition to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dynovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
We are having a master class on theology, geopolitics, national security with my good friend Robert Riley. He was during the Reagan administration with USIA, United States Information Agency, special assistant to President Ronald Reagan and director of the Voice of America. And if you're watching us on YouTube, if you're watching the video streaming, I think you can tell he was a former cavalry officer because he comports himself as a cavalry officer with his tie, with his cross sabers on his tie as well. We've been discussing his seminal work, The Closing of the Muslim Mind. His new book coming out next year, Bob?
Early next year.
Next year is America on Trial, A Defense of the Founding from Ignatius Press. Can't wait to read that, Bob. Let's stay with the discussion we had earlier. This the amazing summation you had of the challenge within Islam, a spiritual pathology that led to a deformed theology that resulted in a dysfunctional culture, one of the most powerful sentences in your book. Let's look inward for a second to the last 18 years. Why was it so hard? You were in the sausage machine. You were inside government at the crucial moment of the Cold War, as we turned the tide under President Reagan. Why did we, after 2001, have such immense difficulty understanding our jihadi enemies?
I think one of the causes is cultural illiteracy. There were so few people in the government who had ever studied Islam that they found it very hard to comprehend the motivation of those Muslims who were trying to destroy us, or to differentiate them from the Muslims who weren't, and how to do that. When people listen to me and I describe the nature of Sunni Islam to them, I get blank, uncomprehending stares. And when I go into some of the hadith and some of the more difficult parts, they begin to wonder whether I'm crazy or whether how could this possibly be true? It's completely alien. If you have a world in which doctrinally cause and effect in the natural world is denied explicitly as part of their theology, well, this is no one in the West gets that. They don't. It's too alien.
You remind me of I was briefing a certain element of the intelligence community, and it was, you know, I had between 40-minute and 8-hour briefs when I was in Bragg. I was in another part of the government here in Washington. And about 7 minutes into my lecture, one of the analysts, Bob, raised her hand and said, could you go over this Sunni-Shia thing?
Oh, dear.
That was 6 years into the war. It wasn't just a lack of knowledge or ignorance. I think let's go a little bit deeper. When you believe that faith, you've been so indoctrinated that you think our faith heritage denies the role of reason, that if you're a Christian, you just take things as writ, then it's even harder for you to comprehend the role of religion in a worldview, is it not?
That's another problem, yeah, that they're motivated. And since what we're facing in the Middle East is precisely a theological problem, we have been applying solutions that are irrelevant to it. And another one is about to be unveiled in the deal for the century. If you think an economic approach is going to solve a theological problem, you're going to fail.
Unpack that, Bob.
Well, in other words, the nature of the dysfunction is not from the lack of economic opportunity.
Which is a Marxist interpretation.
Well,
if you boil everything down to material, then you are falling into the left's trap to begin with.
Well, it's a capitalist version of a Marxist notion you just think free markets in
more
and
money.
Of themselves is going to transform this, and that it's the lack of opportunity that has produced the radicalism, which is absolutely false. And also we can see in communist China today that relatively free markets do not change the political nature of a regime, which is founded on a Marxist-Leninist ideology. Likewise, in the Middle East, where you have not just regimes but a culture such as you and I have described, you know, economic opportunity or trying to provide that simply demonstrates a fundamental misunderstanding of the nature of the problem there. And you know, since you have worked with Muslim intellectual reformers, as have I, that there is no knowledge within the United States government of these people or attempts to promote
support
their line of thinking until recently when Alberto Fernandez took over the Middle East broadcasting networks, which are the government, is the government broadcasting to the Arab world, excuse me, on television and radio. He is finally giving some of these people a platform to promote their views that are sadly needed within the Arab world, and it's very dangerous for people there to express them.
And I remember an early Westminster Institute event in Rome where we gathered in one room those who wished from America to understand the jihadist threat, and those brave Muslim reformers from the Middle East and North Africa who were risking their lives every day to push back on their fellow Muslims who were theocratic. And there was one very erudite Muslim from an unnamed nation who said, who asked us pleadingly, wouldn't it be possible to translate the Federalist Papers into Arabic? And this must have been 6-7 years into the global war of terrorism. You're sitting there thinking, for the cost of one JDAM, for the cost of one laser-guided munition, you could probably translate the Federalist Papers into a leather-bound Arabic publication and give one to every human being in the Middle East. But it didn't occur to somebody? I mean, this is the challenge we face, the lack of imagination, is it not, Robert Riley?
Well, you know, when there was a U.S. information agency, that's what it used to
right.
do. There were huge printing
for
presses.
For a different context.
Yeah, in the Philippines, a lot of books were translated and distributed, and that should have been done. By the way, Seb, it was because at that conference, some of the Arab Muslim participants said, we need your book, The Closing of the Muslim Mind, in Arabic. And that's the reason it now is in Arabic and
Congratulations.
Available in that language. So we'll see. One of the Sudanese Muslim intellectual reformers is going back to his country from Egypt because he sees an opportunity. Now he wants to open an educational center, and he's pleased that we've offered to provide him with as many of copies of this book. He's the one who found the translators for us.
That's fabulous news. I did not know that. The Closing of the Muslim Mind is the book we are discussing with the author, Robert Riley, Executive Director of the Westminster Institute. Follow them at westminster-institute.org and on Twitter, westminster_INS. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting video and audio at our website, sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com, which is also our Twitter handle, sebgorka. If you miss any of today's interviews, you can get them for free on the iTunes podcast app. Just look for America First. We are broadcasting from the relieffactor.com studios of the Salem Radio Network.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards And now, when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets five-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Rich Thomason in for Lou Dobbs. Back to work on Wall Street tomorrow. Pepsi betting big on canned drinking water. Those stories next.
This is your stock market bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House. And since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to OneStockRetirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
Wall Street resumes normal trading activity Friday after going dark today in observance of the Independence Day holiday. During the shortened session yesterday, the three main stock indexes all rose again. Both the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrials closed at new highs. And Wall Street observers obviously hope that rally will continue when the markets reopen tomorrow. When tornadoes and floods cut off drinking water to U.S. cities and towns, breweries like Anheuser-Busch quickly switched to canned drinking water instead of beer. Now, Pepsi is taking that concept to the next level, planning to start distributing its Aquafina drinking water in aluminum cans rather than plastic bottles. The company says aluminum is better for the environment. Please join us for Lou Dobbs tonight at 7 and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I could have this discussion for hours with my good friend Robert Riley, Executive Director of the Westminster Institute, former Special Assistant to President Ronald Reagan. I want to move on to another topic, but before we do that, Bob, what is it going to take? We've seen a sea change since January 20th, since President Trump came in. That seminal speech he gave in Riyadh in front of the 52 Arab and Muslim heads of state, where he called them out saying, you have to rid your societies of the extremists. You have to rid your mosques of the terrorists. What is it going to take? In your book, you discuss in The Closing of the Muslim Mind this concept of the re-Hellenization of the Muslim world. I've always been very skeptical that's even possible. In the meantime, how important is our support for local actors such as President Sisi, King Abdullah of Jordan, to have their version of Islam, their interpretation, be dominant in the face of the jihadists?
Well, I think President al-Sisi is a good illustration of how the depth of the problem. He has spoken more clearly than any other head of state that Islam needs to be reformed, that this poison in it has to be somehow extricated, because we can't have a religion that requires the deaths of millions of others who don't share our faith. The problem is his call for educational reform within Islam was resisted by Al-Azhar, the most prestigious educational institution in the Arab Muslim world, and therefore it did not seep down. Al-Azhar is responsible for the education of hundreds of thousands in Egypt and others who go to study there. So the clerics, the so-called the intellectuals, the mullahs, they don't accept this. And his call for reform has fallen largely on deaf ears. Now, you have more progress in places like Morocco, where they have started a reformed seminary for mullahs to try to teach them a detoxified version of Islam. Actually, quite curiously, I have been invited by the Grand Mufti of Russia to go to Moscow in the fall because he's read The Closing of the Muslim Mind in Arabic, wants to use it to keep what has been a traditionally pacific form of Islam in the Russian Federation. So there are Muslims, as you know, who want to try to turn the corner. The problem they have, which we haven't experienced within Christianity so much because of the reasons we spoke of earlier, is that when you go across the spectrum from the radical jihadists, from ISIS, to people like al-Sisi who see the problem, want to do something about it, you have there not a difference of kind, but a difference of degree. That's the problem.
In this pushback, How useful, how influential could dissidents be, former jihadists, those who see the light? Is it comparable? Is it analogous to the Cold War where former communists like Arthur Koestler and others played a seminal role in shedding light on the evil ideology that they had fallen to previously?
Yeah, where is the Alexander Solzhenitsyn or the Vladimir Bukovsky? There are people of some stature who have left and who are trying to tell them that this is a dead end, but they don't seem to gain enough traction. And the reason they don't is because of the problem I just alluded to. It's a matter of degree rather than of kind. One Christian in northern Iraq, whose area had been devastated by ISIS, the churches desecrated, the graves of nuns and priests dug up and hanged, corpses hanged, really satanic stuff. And by the way, their Muslim neighbors had joined in on some of this activity and destroying their homes, the convent, and so forth. He said to me, I'll never forget, there's a little ISIS in every Muslim.
Wow.
The question is whether it'll get out. So that's what he meant by it's not a matter of it's a matter of degree, not of kind. Now, of course, we know most Muslims are not going to traverse that path. But when you wonder how it is that those who have are not declared non-Muslims, why they're not declared heretics, it's because they're still within the parameters of what Islam can be understood as.
So that's the question we have. How do we extirpate that little genie, that ISIS genie that is in those who follow that faith? We are talking to Robert Riley. He is the executive director of the Westminster Institute, former director of the Voice of America. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, author of the latest book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, the completely natural supplement that attacks pain and inflammation at source. It works. That's why people like myself, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, wholly endorse this product that has brought liberation from daily aches and pains to tens of thousands of you, our dear listeners. If you suffer daily aches and pains, go to relieffactor.com. See the testimonials from across the country of those who are getting their lives back. The three-week quick starter pack costs a measly $19.95. Don't you owe it to yourself to see if Relief Factor can work for you. Totally natural, zero side effects. I take it in the morning and in the evening, and it has resolved for me a lower back pain issue within 2 weeks of taking my first Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95, and be part of the success story. We will be back with Robert Riley of the Westminster Institute in a moment.
The hope of the future.
This technology has the potential to change the lives of everyone.
On Thursday, July 18th, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and biotech investment expert Mark Lichtenfeld will take the stage for the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit, where they'll discuss the single most important scientific breakthrough of this century, something economists are saying could create a trillion-dollar market over the next decade. It could radically improve every American's health, unburden our economy from the current healthcare fiasco, and even help many smart, forward-looking Americans like you fund their retirements. This online event is free to attend, but you must register in advance. For details on the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit this July 18th at 1 p.m., text the keyword WEALTH to 76076 or visit us online at ushealthandwealthsummit.com.
By texting WEALTH to 76076, you agree to be called or texted at your number with automated technology with marketing messages from the Oxford Club, even if your number is on a national, state, or corporate TUMA call list. Consent is not a condition of purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
You know when these long-form interviews are working, when you're in the penultimate segment and you feel like you've been in the studio for 3 minutes. That's what it's like with my friend Robert Riley. Buy his book right now, The Closing of the Muslim Mind, How Intellectual Suicide Created the Modern Islamist Crisis, and put on your list for next year, America on Trial, A Defense of the Founding, from Ignatius Press. Robert, we've just touched upon one issue for the whole hour so far. Let's shift to your other hat. You are director of Voice of America. You understand strategic communications in the Cold War context. You worked on strategic communications in the Bush administration. After 9/11, yes. You helped with regards to strategic communications in Iraq after the invasion. And you wrote a fascinating paper for the U.S. Navy, part of a DOD project, on the efficacy of strategic communications and how you know you are winning or not winning in the war of ideas. Share with us at least the mistakes we've made. What mistakes did we make after 9/11 when it comes to communicating in the realm of the war of ideas?
Well, the biggest mistake is that we stopped communicating.
It's hard to win when you're not on the battlefield.
When you're not on the battlefield. The Bush administration, according to one of its assistants to the president, who was supposedly working in this realm, said that this White House doesn't do public diplomacy, by which they mean the war of ideas, of course. And the institution from which we fought that war so successfully during the Cold War was the U.S. Information Agency, which was dismantled in 1999, supposedly as a fruit of victory in the Cold War. And because Francis Fukuyama told us that we had won the war of ideas.
The end of history.
And unfortunately, too many people acted upon that presupposition. And so we weren't prepared when the next war began. In fact, it was already going on. We just didn't know about it. So USIA wasn't there. Now, the Voice of America, at which I worked for 11 years, was still there, but in a very hampered, deformed state because it was removed from the chain of command in the executive branch of government. In fact, so it's under an independent board of governors who reported to no one. And who were mainly from domestic commercial media. They had done a great job promoting professional wrestling and pop music. But none of them had experience in the war of ideas and foreign policy.
Counter-ideology.
But they didn't understand the ideology. That's when I was told by the two most prestigious members of the board, billionaires, that MTV brought down the Berlin Wall.
I kind of missed that part of the Cold War, that it was MTV. I thought it was the Pope. I thought it was St. John Paul II, Margaret Thatcher, and Ronald Reagan.
Wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps some of the Lutheran pastors in Eastern Germany.
Solidarity in Poland.
Lech Walesa, and et cetera. Not MTV. And therefore, we transformed our broadcasting to the Arab world into a youth pop station that was a mélange of Britney Spears and J-Lo and Eminem and certain Arab singers. Of course, they had to clean up the lyrics to do it. And in 60 minutes of broadcasting, you had 2 5-minute news breaks. And that was it. So we were off the 12 hours of Voice of America that was broadcasting substance was gone. I talked to one of the most important princes in Saudi Arabia and asked him, without prejudice, what do you think of Radio Sawa?
And which is our...
Which was, that's what it was named. And he said, well, you know, I my father used to love the Voice of America. And he loved it so much that when he went into the desert, which he often did because he loved it, he'd always take a transmitter with him so he didn't miss his favorite programs. He said, I, too, used to listen to the Voice of America. Of course, I don't listen to Radio Sawa. So who cares if the king listens? You know, you have just blown away.
Right. An audience. That could be important.
The most. Yes, it could be maybe the most significant audience you had. And you're broadcasting some stuff that we wouldn't even want our kids to listen to.
As opposed to the Cold War, when Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty was providing what? Substance.
I was in Baghdad in 2003, and across the rubble came an angry young Iraqi journalist who had been told I was associated or had been associated with the Voice of America. And he was practically shaking his fist in my face, saying, why did you do that? Why did you stop broadcasting substance and then play music to us? Why did you do? And of course, we're doing it in the middle of a war. So it was incomprehensible to him, but he understood the element of condescension in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just going to get you dancing. We're not going to broadcast to you.
You can't be trusted with substance.
Yeah, the substance, the intellectual substance of the issues that need to be addressed in this conflict. And we need to speak, as you know, in any war of idea, the language of justice, the justice of our cause, and we need to address that subject in the culture in which we are operating and fighting wars so that the population there can understand. Now, they have a different conception of justice than we do, which we didn't have a chance to address in the first segments, but it's crucial to know that. Otherwise, you're talking right past them. So you have to be culturally literate enough to address justice as they understand it and translate your conception of justice into theirs insofar as you are able to do that.
You have to be on the same frequency, at least.
You have to be on the same. Exactly. So we missed all that. We didn't do that. By the way, Seb, as you know, I went from Voice of America to the Defense Department. In fact, I just recently came from a cyber three-day conference with the military addressing this kind of how we fight these wars of ideas. And no one understands it more acutely than our military because they pay the price for our not having fought it.
We will be discussing exactly that in our last segment with Robert Riley, the author of The Closing of the Muslim Mind and the executive director of the Westminster Institute. Dear listeners, are you aware of the fact that gold has reached its highest price in 6 years and chances are it could go much higher before year's end? Listen to my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group.
Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher
before the
year
ends. Sebastian
Gorka
here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House. And since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe. And he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to OneStockRetirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
Thank you.
We are back with Robert Riley, Executive Director of the Westminster Institute. Follow them, westminster-institute.org. Let me share a little anecdote with you, Bob. I recently spoke at a Republican Congressional Wives event, first time ever in my life. I was very impressed because the program, fancy program, opening inside page was a quote from Sun Tzu. And I'd like you to respond to it. And it's the one in which it's not know the enemy and you will be victorious, but that you must know yourself and why you are fighting and the enemy if you are to be sure of your victory. In the last 18 years, Robert Riley, do we know ourselves?
Well, I'll share an anecdote as well. I used to go to conferences as well. You went to some of the same conferences in Lake Bled in Slovenia. And this was a gathering of economists from across Europe, some from the United States. I was asked to address this subject on Islam. And when it was over, I always remember the Italian economist, wonderful woman, saying, "This is worse than I thought. What should we do?" And I said, "The first thing you should do is regain your faith." And that would be the answer to Europe. And, of course, it's the answer to the United States. We're in, let's say, a less disadvantaged position compared to Europe because this is still the most religious country there is, and there are still people of faith operating here. But when you're operating against an antagonistic faith that wishes your demise, the thing you need most is your faith. Now, that doesn't mean religious war necessarily, but it gives you at least the perspective from which to understand the importance of religion in other people's lives as well as your own. It also gives you a view to the fact that truth is objective, that it is rooted in the transcendent, that as our Declaration of Independence announces in its preamble, that all people are created equal and they're endowed with these unalienable rights by God. Now, that's either true or it isn't true. It's not an opinion. It's not how I feel. It's not a value. It's a truth.
An objective truth that exists outside of us.
Now, that is, you know, people of any religious sect can stand on those truths because those truths are known philosophically, but they cohere and they're compatible with the Judeo-Christian tradition out of which they arose.
And if you deny that that's a reality for billions of people, you will never understand an enemy who is motivated by the transcendental. We've been talking to Robert Riley, a man whose work, whose opinion, whose writings I've relied upon for nigh on a decade. His book is The Closing of the Muslim Mind. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. God bless all of you on this special day.
This is the Salem Radio Network.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.